Mangalam,
fortune,
Good question.
Mangalaya, huh?
Mangalaya.
So personified with fortune.
Yasya.
Yasya.
By which.
Va.
Va.
Your.
Your.
Darshanam.
Darshanam.
Audience.
Audience.
He certainly. Became possible.
Became possible.
Durdarshanam.
Durdarshanam.
Visible with great difficulty.
Visible
with great difficulty. And
Yogini.
Yogini. Great mystic yogi. Translation can be spoke by dear great sages, auspiciousness personified. It is very difficult for even the mystic yogis to see you. And yet you are very rarely seen. I do not know what kind of pious activity I perform for you to grace me by appearing before me without difficulty. Therefore, when something uncommon happens in one's progressive spiritual life, it should be understood to be incurred by a gap of superti or pious activity beyond one's knowledge. To see personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead or a spirit of what is not an ordinary incident, when such things happen, they should be understood to be caused by previous pious activities confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Yesham, Tvantagatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam. One who is completely free from all the results of sinful activities and who is himself only in pious activities and engaged in devotional service. Although Maharaj Prithu's life was full of pious activities, he was wondering how his audience with the Kumaras happened. You cannot imagine what kind of pious activities he performed. This is the kind of humility on the part of King Prithu, whose life was so full of pious activities that even Lord Vishnu came to see him and predicted that Kumaras would also come. Any person upon whom the Brahmins and Vaishnavas are pleased can achieve anything which is very rare to obtain in this world as well as after death. Not only that, but one also receives the favor of the auspicious Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu who accompany the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Therefore, the Brahmin and Vaishnava are the bearers of Lord Vishnu, who we call auspicious, as confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa shadaiva reisho viloka yanti yam shamasarana vachintra guna sarupam govinda mani purashantamaham bhajami. The devotees, out of their extreme love for Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, always carry the Lord within their hearts. The Lord is already in the heart of every yoga, the Vaishnavas and Brahmins actually perceive and see him always in ecstasy. Therefore, Brahmins and Vaishnavas are carriers of Vishnu. Wherever they go, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, or the devotees of Lord Vishnu are all carried. The four Kumaras are Brahmanas, and they visited the place of Maharaj Prithu. Naturally, Lord Vishnu and his devotees were also present. Under the circumstances, the conclusion is that whether the Brahmins and Vaishnavas are pleased with a person, Lord Vishnu was also pleased. This is confirmed by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in his eight stanzas on the spiritual master. Yes, by pleasing the spiritual master who is both Brahman and Vaishnava. One pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased, then one has nothing more to achieve either in this world or after death. Kimkritu spoke, my dear sages, auspiciousness personified is very difficult for even the mystic yogis to see you. Indeed, you are very rarely seen. I do not know what kind of pious activity I perform for you to grace me by appearing before me without difficulty. Any person upon whom the Brahmins and Vaishnavas are pleased can achieve anything which is very rare to obtain in this world as well as after death. Not only that, but one also receives the favor of the all-auspicious Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu who accompany the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. So, Prithu Maharaj is welcoming the sages. This is the proper etiquette. Since the sages are very elevated and brahminical and they're brahmacharis, and he is a Grihastha Kshatriya king, so his duty is to offer great respects. We see this conduct is also enacted by Krishna when Narada Muni comes and he also worships him, even though Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. So he worships Narada Muni. Of course, Narada Muni is also a Shaktivati avatar. So here we have Prithu Maharaj, who is a Shakti Vaishnava avatar, worshipping Kumaras, who are also Shakti Vaishnava avatars. So they follow the customs of Varnashram to set example for the common people. But of course, on the other hand, we also know that they are transcendental to all Varnas and Ashramas. But they act according to the rules to teach the public. So, here Prithu Maharaj states that the presence of the Kumaras is a very auspicious occasion and also very rare, because normally people don't have the opportunity to see them. So he said, what kind of auspicious activity I've done that you've appeared before me? What mangalam? So, of course, mangalam means auspicious, and auspicious has a very broad meaning. It can mean simply material puntas, such as giving charity, building wells, or whatever, planting trees, or whatever, giving education. But we know that that, of course, is praised in the Smriti Shastras for all people, because it helps elevate people to a certain standard of sattva. Sattva, of course, is favored over tamogun and rajagun, and therefore is praised in Bhagavad Gita. However, we also know that sattva puna is not a cause of bhakti. So, ultimately, those punyas are not the reason for the Supreme Lord or the devotees making their appearance to another person. In other words, sattva cannot cause bhakti. Something material cannot cause something spiritual. So, of course, as I said, sattva is favorable, definitely, but it can never be considered a cause. So it can be an assistant cause, but not the real cause. Then what is the cause? So, if we take punya in a broader sense, or mangala in a broader sense, we understand that bhakti is the greatest punya. It is the most auspicious activity. So, when we refer to Agyata Sukriti, that Sukriti also is considered to be bhakti, not material punyas. So, Agyata Sukriti gives rise to faith. So, what is that Agyata Sukriti? It is some form of bhakti. Now, of course, bhakti usually is something we do. We decide, I will worship the Supreme Lord with faith and do this or that. But Agyata Sukriti means we don't even know about it. Otherwise, we already have faith. So if we don't have faith, then we don't actually do devotional activities with an intention of pleasing the Lord. So therefore, Agyata Sukriti refers to activities we do accidentally, such as uttering the name of the Lord, as in the case of Achamil, chanting Narayan's name accidentally, or taking some prasadam, or accidentally seeing the Lord in a ratiyatra, or whatever. So this is what is called Agyata Sukriti. We have no intention of doing bhakti, but we somehow are engaged in devotional service without our knowing it. So that is what Agyata Sukriti is. So that repetitively, after many births, gives rise to faith. So that type of punya is what creates faith. And from faith we begin to do bhakti. So therefore, bhakti causes bhakti. So something nirguna is the cause of nirguna bhakti, not something in the material world. So that is the ultimate cause of bhakti, and that is the Lord's mercy itself, manifested through different devotees and in devotional acts which are unconscious at first. So that is the meaning of Agyata Sukriti. So here, when Prithu Maharaj says what type of pious activity you've done, of course, this ultimately is again a little bit conventional, because Prithu is beyond punya, and he's Shakti Vaishnava avatar of the Lord. So what is the question of any activities? He's eternally in a position of serving the Lord. So the reason here ultimately is simply the will of the Supreme Lord, that's all, to arrange different pastimes. But according to convention, the king is speaking here to give praise to the Kumaras. Because he's saying here that only by doing some very, very wonderful pious activities can one have the opportunity to meet you. So this is giving praise to the Kumaras. So of course, actually speaking, in terms of normal people, this is true, that it is only due to some great gyato secrecies for many lifetimes that one has the opportunity to do devotional service. Of course, one could also be a devotee in the previous life and then do not a gyato secrecies but actually bhakti. So that could also be a cause of seeing the Lord in this lifetime. Whereas simply doing punyas, material punyas, would not be the cause of the Lord coming. The Lord is attracted to bhakti rather than punyas. Of course, on the other hand, you can say the Lord is favoring the Brahmins or whatever, and he is just varnashram. Yes, but still, the Lord is in the heart of the devotee, and the devotee is in the heart of the Lord. So there's a special relationship between Krishna and the devotee. So that is the distinction we have to make. So yes, the Lord may appear because Brahmin culture is established, but he's more inclined to make his appearance to the devotees of the Lord. So he may appear before the devatas as a favor or whatever, because they are subject, and he does not appear to asuras or whatnot. Or he appears to the great kings because they are following Dharma. But a greater cause is the Lord's appearance because a person is a devotee. So devotion brings the Lord under control, not sattva-gun. So yes, the Brahmana is praised in these previous chapters, of course, but ultimately the Lord is more attracted to the devotees. So that is the conclusion here. So the association of devotees is very rare. The devotees are merciful, but still it doesn't take place for everyone. So in that sense it's rare. So then the cause is the agyata sukritis plus the particular mercy and free will of the devotee. These two factors are involved in meeting the devotee. So then Prithu Maharaj says that to get the such association, which is very rare, is very wonderful, because through that one can get great achievements. One can get the if the Brahman pleases you, then one can get the pleasure of Shiva and Vishnu. One can get the blessings of Vishnu and Shiva. So, in other words, through the Vaishnava, one can please the Supreme Lord. This is the connection made. Rather than please the Lord directly, one goes through the devotees of the Lord. So yes, it is possible to please the Lord directly. We see that in the case of Krishna's Nityasiddha devotees, whatever, they are directly pleasing the Lord in his pastimes. But for people in the material world, the normal process is to go through the devotees of the Lord. And therefore, Sangha is one of the main elements of bhakti, that we take Sangha. And through that Sangha, we are exposed to the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So this is the general proposition here. So Prithu is therefore pleasing the are praising the Kumaras because he says this is an opportunity by meeting you, then I get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Right. Here, of course, he also mentions Shiva. Of course, that can be taken several ways, of course. Getting the blessings of Shiva. Why do we need the blessings of Shiva? So, according to, of course, regular Varnashram, yes, sometimes the demigods are mentioned, whatever, as part of the pastimes or as part of the conduct of a king. Just like Rumini went to the Durga temple, was worshipping Durga, and prayed, let me have Krishna as my husband. So sometimes for local custom, they follow these rules or whatever. So it can be done in that sense. Or, of course, Shiva can simply be a modifier of Vishnu, and simply being the auspicious Vishnu. So may one get the Shiva, the auspicious Vishnu will be pleased by getting the association of a devotee. So in this way, the Prithu is giving praise to the presence of the devotee because this allows us to engage in devotional service and please the Supreme Lord. So this is the introduction, more or less. Prithu's acting now according to his capacity as a king to praise them and give them great honors, recognizing them as superior persons. At the same time, because they're brahminical, at the same time because they are Shaktivish avatars of the Lord, they're also in a very special position. So they are like the Supreme Lord also. But he is here treating them as great devotees. And so it is through their mercy that one can approach the Supreme Lord. So this is the basic idea here. Well, they're cause of bondage. Punya and papa are both the causes of bondage and ultimately rejected.
But Shiva, there is one spiritual Shiva, Sada Shiva is material Shiva. One is spiritual Shiva and one is material Shiva.
Well, Shiva is a form of the Supreme Lord, so he's never material. But he's in control of Tamagun. But he's never a material entity. Of course, sometimes a Jiva may take the role of Shiva, but if we take the Vishnu form of Shiva, then he is never contaminated by material energy, though it appears he may be, he's not. So he's not material, he has an eternal spiritual body. Sada Shiva is also just called Shiva sometimes. Sometimes it also refers to a form of Vishnu. Just like in the Vishnu Sahasranam, Shiva is one of the names of Vishnu. So Sada Shiva also is a name of Vishnu also. It also refers to Shiva.
Why they say that two is Shiva, that one is spiritual and one is... They always say...
I don't know. Who says? Who says?
Many people say worshipping...
I don't know.
Sada Shiva for material boon or something.
Oh, well, you can worship Vishnu for a material boon also.
But
doesn't mean he's material simply because people are worshipping Balaji for material benefits. Doesn't mean Balaji is material. So they can worship Shiva also for material benefits. That doesn't mean he's material. That's the hope, that eventually, even if they worship Vishnu for material things, eventually they will give up those material desires and worship Vishnu purely. That's just Leela.
Demigods. Chanting the name of demigods as well.
Chanting, is that a gap to Sukriti or something?
This we get only through Krishna Singh.
Well, a gap to Sukriti is bhakti. So if you chant the name of demigod, that's not bhakti. So you get Deva Bhakti on this.
But we say that the two association of Vaishnavas, we get Vyashnavati. The Devagas are also Vaishnavas.
No, I mean, if devotees, through the association of devotees, we perform some bhakti accidentally, then we get bhakti. So if the devatas help us do some bhakti somehow, then fine. That means we don't have any faith, so it just happens. You take prasadam and you don't know it's prasadam, and you just eat it because you're hungry. You fast on ekadasi because you're starving to death and you don't have any food. So that's Nagata Sukriti. Well, no, not immediately, but many of those activities add up over many births, and then you get faith as a result of that. Well, the problem is that the conception there is impersonal. So we cannot have bhakti for an impersonal form of God. That's a problem.
Maybe they cannot worship God. I mean, they are impersonal.
Yeah, more or less. I'm not an authority in Islam, but basically the idea is God has no form, so it's very difficult to establish bhakti to that Allah, because he has no qualities and form. So how do you do bhakti to him?
But still they are thinking God, God has form and all that.
We can call it more like jnana, I suppose, then, not bhakti.
But still then,
just like Shankaracharya has faith in Brahman also. So we don't call him a bhakta.
Who is Prophet Muhammad?
Who is Prophet Muhammad?
Who is Prophet Muhammad? You go read the Quran and find out.
Buddha?
Yeah. Apparently Shankaracharya.
And why Prabhupada said
he's one of the 10 incarnations? Well, 10 is not there. 10 is not in the Bhagavatam. There's 20-something in the Bhagavatam.
And then in the book there's 10 incarnations of...
Yeah, the Jayadeva song is like that. So Parsaram is also there. Yeah. He's also Shakti Vishavatar.
They're not there. They're Jiva.
Yeah. Shakti Vishavatar is a Jiva. They are considered God because they have special powers given by God, but they're actually Jivas. No. Any contact that you create some sort of impression on, that's also a Gata Sudarthi.
So the children will take care of prasadam. So that is the general situation.
Yeah.
So one will take prasadam, they want, you know, next birth they will take human birth?
Most likely.
Hold on. Thank you.